You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
If I have to listen to one more all 22 moron tell me that Geno Smith is one of the best quarterbacks in the league and that our eyes are wrong, I can't handle it. Like when Joe Burrow's career is over, when we talk about the greatness of Joe Burrow, the fact that he's done all of this, what he's done with this boob, Zach Taylor, and Brian Callahan largely coaching him. Is he the greatest quarterback that's ever lived?
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. And on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. And of course, heard on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we are going to give you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, our bets for the divisional round of the MLB postseason. We've got Game 1 markets, even if we don't have all the pitching matchups. We've got Game 1 markets that we will discuss for the games that will be starting tomorrow and Sunday in the Major League Baseball divisional round. And we will give you our series bets as well. Who will win? Who will advance to the ALCS, who will advance to the NLCS. We will break it all down, including the Dodgers and the Phillies in an absolute banger heavyweight showdown in the NLDS. Two tremendous guests will join us on today's edition of the show. Colin Wilson, Big Bets on Campus podcast, Action Network, his best bets for college football this weekend. Always love Colin Wilson joining the show. And our good friend, our old pal, the great Cody Decker. Cody will be joining us to break down the Major League Baseball playoffs, give us his best bets for the divisional round. All of our football bets for the weekend, College and National Football League in the Power Hour, the final hour. We look forward to that, as well as bets for the WNBA Finals. And we want to take your bets as well, your best bets on YouTube and on Twitch. So if you're watching the show right now in one of the streaming chats, please let us know your best bet for the football weekend. We'd like to keep it to the National Football League, but if you've got something in college football, let us know. Type it in the chat on YouTube and Twitch. We will read them throughout the show. Mike Brown will put your name on the screen if you're watching on video. And Bill Zimmerman will read the best replies as we move forward. Your best bet for the football weekend on YouTube and Twitch. We will read them later in the show. But we begin the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with a funeral. Last night in Los Angeles, there was a terrible, terrible event. Rescue crews tried their best, but unfortunately, there were no survivors. Among the lost, among the departed, three members of this show's crew. Tyler Morales, survived by his brother, Corey. Femi Abebefe, dead. And yours truly, Nick Kostos. Dunzo. By virtue of the Los Angeles Rams, somehow, some way, losing to the San Francisco 49ers in overtime, 26-23. You know, you think you're a member of the family. You think you're a member of the Ramley. You're in on them last year. You uphold Omerta. You keep your mouth shut. You're loyal. You do all the things that the family, that the Ramley would want. And somehow, it turns out like you're Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. You think you're about to get made? You think you're about to survive to week six? Instead, you walk into an empty room and you know what's coming. What an absolute kick in the junk last night with the Rams 49ers game, as we are knocked out of Survivor. And it was to the point that it should be a great night for Nick Kostos. Should be an awesome night for Nick Kostos. First off, we had Femi's. The island touchdown score hit for like the 900th consecutive game. That was awesome. How about my prop analysis last night? Mac Jones over passing yards went for over 300, 221.5. Kendrick Bourne over receiving yards. That son of a bitch looked like Jerry Rice last night. That's as easy as it gets. Femi's Island, crushing. The Prop King, back in business. And my New York Yankees shut out the Boston Red Sox. Schlitt happened to Boston. Cam Schlittler dominates the Red Sox and sends my Yankees to the American League Divisional Series. And despite all of this, despite the fact that I made money last night, it was great. And my favorite baseball team beat my least favorite baseball team and ended their season. It was great. My night was ruined. Not an exaggeration when I say, I get into bed after the football game. and I'm laying in bed, and I can't sleep. Not only because my daughter is sick and is like moaning and like yelling on the monitor. Not only because of that, but because I can't stop thinking about the Los Angeles Rams losing to the San Francisco 49ers. I am up until like 1 a.m. thinking about all the events that unfolded that led to us losing and knocked out a survivor. On Friday mornings, you know what? This is a brag. You know, because I'm a good dad and I'm a good husband. I get up like 5:15 on Friday morning to go work out so I can be home to deal with my daughter in the morning to help my wife before I have to come to the office and start Nick Costos' Friday media tour throughout the country. My alarm goes off, and the first thing I think of, I can't believe the Rams lost. I actually can't believe that happened. And look, the money that me, Femi, and Tyler spent on Survivor is not a tremendous amount of money. But this isn't about the money. It's about the love of the game. It's about the fun. And this fun has been ripped from us. Now, Tyler in our chat writes, yes, of course it's about the money. Yes, we want to win. Obviously, we want to win. But, I mean, you go into a huge Survivor contest, like, you're probably not going to win. Like, for me, I'd love to win. Obviously, you want to win. It would be incredible to win. I've won Survivor contests in the past. Not, like, for tremendously huge money, but I've won. But the fun in this, for me, I don't, like, think we're going to win. I'd love to. But I think you have to go into this knowing, like, probably something insane is going to happen and we're going to lose. I love talking about it every week. I love thinking about it every week. It's great content for the show. I know our listeners and viewers, I know they love it because I get notes about it. And it's been ripped from us because of the Los Angeles Rams. After the game last night, and we will talk about the game and we will dissect the 3,000 things that all went wrong. Sean McVay, after the game last night, saying, quote, "I put our team in a bleepy situation." A word that rhymes with Schlitt. "In a bleepy situation, and I'm sick." "Not as sick as we are, Sean." Kyron Williams. And by the way, how about me? Far be it from me to make it about me. Could you imagine? Like, we are checking off all the bingo numbers on the bingo card this NFL season. Sunday, A.D. Mitchell anytime touchdown, Colts plus 3.5. Fumbles going into the end zone. Sunday. Monday, Jets plus the points and money line. Braylon Allen fumbles at the 1 yard line on the opening drive going into the end zone. And Thursday, down by 3. In the closing moments, Kyron Williams fumbles going into the end zone. What are the chances that this happens more than once in the span of a season, much less Sunday, Monday, Thursday, all in a row? What are the chances? What are the chances? Kyron Williams says after the game, "I need to be better." Yes, you do. And what you also need is my Venmo at the Costos, THEKOSTOS. Stop crying on the bench and start sending those payments to everyone that lost money last night on the Los Angeles Rams. Now, I am going to detail all the principles involved in our lost Survivor entry. And we'll get to the game. I got a lot to say about the game. About the Niners winning and what it means moving forward for both teams, what it means for the NFC West, what it means for the NFC. But we are going to make it about ourselves to start because it was an absolute gut punch last night, the result. First off, I feel very confident in saying that at the conclusion of his coaching career, no one will look at Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula and say that he's the greatest Shula to ever coach in the NFL. I don't think anyone will say that. Maybe the worst defensive game plan in the history of the National Football League was whatever this clown put out there last night, where Montana to Rice, Young to Owens, have been replaced in 49er lore by Jones to Bourne. You'd think at some point that the aging slot receiver, who has never once been a number one wide receiver, could be covered. that you would stop playing off of Kendrick Bourne and stop playing off of DeMarcus Robinson, a curtain jerk and jabroni. Stop playing off of Jake Tonjes, the third string tight end to begin the year. Don't give Christian McCaffrey the space. What kind of defensive game plan was this from Chris Shula? I'm being serious. Like, we will get into what this means for the Rams, this result. How do you have any faith in this defense if that's the scheme they're going to run? This was like taking candy from a baby for Kyle Shanahan. And look, Kyle Shanahan's one of the great offensive coordinators, play callers in the history of the NFL, in the history of the league. He's incredible. The Rams couldn't have made it easier for him. They served it up to Kyle Shanahan and to Mac Jones on a silver frickin' platter. I was screaming at the television. I was texting Femi. I was texting Tyler. What is he doing? Like, every play is like the Nine Inch Nails song. Every day is exactly the same. Here's the Nick Costos remix. Every play is exactly the same. Every single play. Mac Jones out of the shotgun. Here's a five-yard pass to Bourne, Tonjes, Robinson, or McCaffrey. And then they take it 6 yards because they're running away from a slow-ass linebacker or a corner. It's the same thing. Same thing every play. This is like if you were in Madden and you're playing against some pimply-nosed stone teenager and they don't know what the hell they're doing and you take advantage of their linebackers. This is Madden in real life. This is real life. Chris Shula probably got to spend $1 million to run this defense. I'll do it for free. We'd still be in Survivor. How hard is this? Play up on them. Jam them at the line of scrimmage. Give your pass rush a chance to get home and actually impact things. Pathetic from Chris Shula and this Los Angeles Rams defense. So I actually think we can blame Sean McVay, and we can blame Kyron Williams, and we can blame, to paraphrase Peyton Manning, the idiot kicker, Mike Vanderjagt. That's what Vanderjagt the original. We can blame Josh Cardy. I blame Chris Shula, first and foremost. If he has a better defensive game plan, none of it matters. The rest of it doesn't matter if his defensive game plan is better. But man, Chris Shula, far, far from the only culprit. And Chris Shula's defense, far from the only thing that cost us our Survivor entry last night in that pathetic excuse of a football game from the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, we're going to detail all of it. We're going to do it on the other side. Bit by bit, the anatomy of a collapse, where if one of these 900,000 things goes differently, we survive. Instead, we dead. More Rams Niners talk coming up next. Phenomenal Football Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Williams, can he get in? They signal that he, with the ball coming out, and it goes the other way. And the call is a fumble in San Francisco ball. Wow! That is unbelievable.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Look, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit with the call last night. Look, I'll just say, it was not the greatest call of an NFL game of all time last night. I don't know if anyone knew this, but Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham also is a slot receiver for the Los Angeles Rams. It's pretty amazing. Kind of like, can't believe it. And honestly, Kyle Whittingham might have better hands than Jordan Whittington of the Los Angeles Rams. Not, we could use a better, like Giants-Eagles next week. Listen, my team's probably going to get slammed. Can we at least have like halfway decent play-by-play and commentary, please, for the game next Thursday night while I'm watching my team get their brains beaten in? That would be, we're not asking for much. Can we get the bare minimum? The bare minimum can we get? We were way below that last night. Absolutely terrible. And then there's the game. As the Rams lose and we get eliminated from Survivor. So here are the series of events that unfolded that led to us losing. First, Blake Corum. What a jabro. And then it's like whenever you get one of these players who was like recently like big in college football, like Corum was the starting running back when Michigan won the national championship a couple years ago, we get like the, oh, do you remember when so-and-so did this in college? I don't care. I don't care. And yes, I do remember. It was 2 years ago. I remember. They won the title. Can we call the NFL game, please? Can we do that? That would be great. Blake Corum fumbles on a simple pitch. Why is he in the game? Loser. Get him out. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. Start of the second half. 17-7. Rams get the ball. Drive down the field. And here comes Joshua Cardy. A couple weeks ago, when the Rams played the Philadelphia Eagles, Joshua Cardy, you might remember this. Let me do like my Herbstreit imitation. Do you remember when, 2 weeks ago, Joshua Cardy had two kicks blocked against the Eagles and one of them was returned for a touchdown to cover the spread at the end of the game? Do you remember that? I do. No one's learned their lesson. That's fine. Another blocked kick, 17-7. So we hold there. No worries. That's not a big deal. Just like three blocked kicks in the last three games for the Rams. Normal stuff. All good. No problem. The Rams score a touchdown to pull even at 20-20, and we can't believe it. I thought we were absolutely dead at 14-0. The Rams come all the way back, score a touchdown, 20-20. Here comes Joshua Cardy. I'll tell you, it was not a party in the Costos residence when this idiot missed the extra point. So we're at 20-20. Could be leading. Yeah, why would you want to lead when you have the team in Survivor when you could be tied, right? Just ask anyone who took the Packers last week how they feel about that. Missed extra point. Absolutely terrible. Then we get to the end of regulation. 23-20. Kyren Williams is about to score, and the ball gets punched out, and the Niners recover. You can't make this stuff up. Like, you couldn't make it up if you tried. The Rams somehow get the ball back, and give Cardi credit. He did kick the field goal to force it, because I would have like broken my television if he had missed that field goal. So we force overtime. And then Cardi does the opposite of the line in the movie Dumb and Dumber, where just when I thought you couldn't be any dumber, you go ahead and totally redeem yourself. This was, just when you do something great, you do something stupid and make me hate your guts again. Because his kick falls about 19 yards short of the landing zone, the most obvious penalty of all time. Niners start at the 40. And then Chris Shula plays the prevent defense, and the Niners just matriculate the ball down the field, and just in a delicious bit of F you from the gambling and survivor gods to us, Eddie Pinheiro doinks one in from 41, where you can bet your bottom dollar, if Joshua Cardi had kicked that ball, it would have bounced off one upright, down to the crossbar, off the other upright, and missed, and not gone in. But Pinheiro, his goes off the upright and doinks in for the field goal. But we're not done yet. No, we want maximum pain. Matthew Stafford was outrageous last night. Outrageous. First ballot Hall of Fame last night. Ridiculously good. Has a sick, like circle button, spin move, throw across his body, perfect dot to Tutu Atwell, and we are in business. And the drive stalls. And we get a fourth and one. And the Niners call timeout. Because it looks like the Rams are going to run the ball. Then the Rams call timeout. Look like they were going to run the ball. They come out of the timeout. And they run the ball. And not only do they run it, because Matthew Stafford said after the game, you know, this is a great short yardage play for us. He had no problem with the call. I think Matthew Stafford's maybe taken one too many hits to the dome. Because you run, and there's two things that's wrong that are wrong with the play. Number one, you run straight at Fred Warner. Bad idea. Number two, you run behind the backup right tackle. Rob Havenstein's not playing. It's the backup. You're running at the worst side of your offensive line, right at San Francisco's best defensive player. If you're gonna run it to the other damn side. Please, what are you thinking? You know who agrees with me? Sean McVay. He knows it was a terrible call. If any of these things goes differently, Corum doesn't fumble the snap. Cardi makes the extra point. Obviously, Kyren doesn't fumble going in. We win. We win. This was one of those where you need, this was like you cashed like an 8-leg parlay to get bounced from Survivor. You needed every single piece, all of these bad things to happen in order to bounce us. And now we're out. And one of the most fun parts of my week has been taken from me by Chris Shula, Sean McVay, Kyren Williams, Blake Corum, Joshua Cardi. B. And the Los Angeles Rams. And honestly, I'm sad. You better you bet on this Friday. Let's talk about the actual game. We'll carry this into next hour on the show. Colin Wilson will join us in 10 minutes, bets for college football. I should want to start with the 49ers. Because they actually do deserve a lot of credit for winning this game last night. Even if I think they're bad. But still, they get a ton of credit for winning this game. This was, and I want to give a shout out to Roto Pat Doherty, who works for NBC, one of my favorite follows on Twitter, a fantasy football analyst, who tweeted before the game started, and he's so right about this, that Kyle Shanahan, without his starting quarterback and two top receivers up against Sean McVay, this is his Super Bowl. That he cares about winning this game and showing everyone how great he is. And I don't mean that as an insult. I actually mean it as a compliment. More than he cares about the Super Bowls that he lost to Kansas City or the Super Bowl with Atlanta when they blew it against the Patriots when he was the offensive coordinator. This is a Kyle Shanahan masterclass. And just as a reminder to everyone that, yes, we can get on him for like some conservative decision making, and he loves to kick. It's like sexually arousing to send out the field goal in the punt unit for him. But he's a great coach and one of the great play callers in the history of the league. So he gets obviously a ton of credit. And, you know, jokes aside, Mac Jones, I don't know if it's like one of the best quarterback games I've ever seen. It's one of the gutsiest games I've ever seen a quarterback play. He has a PCL injury. I actually was disappointed in the Rams pass rush overall and thought the Niners did a nice job pass protecting for him. But when he got hit, he was getting crunched, like slammed to the ground, and had a couple moments. And my guess is, like, my intuition tells me that I don't think Mac Jones was putting on for the camera. I don't know if he's got a lot of Ben Roethlisberger in him in that regard, or a lot of like Jalen Brunson in that regard, where Brunson has a moment every single playoff game where you think, like, not is he going to play in the next game. You think, is he dead? And then he gets up and scores and takes 20 shots in the fourth quarter. And we'll see how many he makes. Mac Jones, there are a couple moments in this game where I'm like, Adrian Martinez is going in and like, we're going to win. I'm not going to say I was that upset about it. But Mac kept coming back into the game, kept getting rocked, kept getting back up, and kept delivering throw after throw. And to me, the funniest part of the game, and a game that was not funny, was when the Rams forced overtime, and the camera shows Mac Jones on the bench, and he's like, oh my God, I gotta go, like, the game's still going? I gotta go be after a while, I gotta go back out there? He's magnificent, he was great, deserves a ton of credit. And a lot of people now are saying, and I think like the question is fair because this is the world that we live in, right? And I don't even mean that in a bad way. Is there a quarterback controversy? I mean, like, you would have thought that someone came to Al Michaels and said, hey, Al, we're going to give you $100,000 every time you reference a potential quarterback controversy in San Francisco. He brought it up like 15 times. And I think it's a ridiculous thing. I think there's no way. They just paid Brock Purdy a bleep ton of money. Like, Brock's going to be the starter of this team. And Mac Jones is going to be a backup, and maybe he gets paid. Maybe he gets like a Darnold contract and goes, we'll see. I just think that whole thing is ridiculous. It's a great thing for the Niners to have both these quarterbacks, to have Purdy and to have Mac Jones. The problem with San Francisco, as far as the rest of the season is concerned, this defense is really, really bad. Now, Fred Warner is great. There's no question. And it's not like every player's bad. But Nick Bosa is that piece of the Jenga tower where if you take him out, the whole thing comes crumbling down. And you can't make the Niners defense great again until he's back out there on the field, and that won't be till next season. They have no pass rush. The secondary stinks, and Robert Saleh, while he could probably like beat up Liam Cohen and could beat up Sean McVay in a fight, he can't go out there and play defense for this team. Matthew Stafford sliced and diced them. They are going to have no hope of stopping really good passing attacks this season. None. They had personnel issues before the Nick Bosa injury. And Bosa's the one guy that you cannot afford. Honestly, you know, we're seeing it. Like, Mac Jones can come in and win games. Purdy's better, but Mac Jones can come in and win games. The one truly indispensable member of the San Francisco 49ers, seriously, is Nick Bosa. Because the defense falls apart without him. You got no pass rush, and if you got no pass rush, the secondary's getting exposed. They are somehow, and this is like a credit to Kyle Shanahan, who maybe he'll win. We're way early in the year, but obviously already getting coach of the year buzz. Way early in the process, obviously. I can't believe they're 4-1, but they are. And as a result of being 4-1, the current futures market at BetMGM for the NFC West has the Niners as a minus choice. San Francisco minus 105. And to be fair, they're 3-0 in the division already. Beat the Seahawks in week one, beat the Cardinals in week three, and then just beat the Los Angeles Rams last night in week five. So you can understand, right? 4-1, 3-0 in the division, minus choice to win the division. But again, I actually don't think, even if I acknowledge that Kyle Shanahan is unbelievable, and I like Saleh as a defensive coordinator, and Mac Jones is gutty, and I like Brock Purdy more than most, and McCaffrey, and Trent Williams, and they've got some good players, they're not winning this division. They're just not. Like, the defense is not good enough to get them home. The Rams right now are plus 240, and the Seahawks are plus 340. Would you ever consider pairing those two teams together to try and beat the 49ers in the NFC West? I don't think the Niners are winning the division. I respect them. I give them a ton of credit. Do I think they're going to win the division? No. I think it'll be the Rams or the Seahawks that ultimately win the NFC West. We will start next hour on the show. We'll talk about what's next for Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, and the Los Angeles Rams. But on the other side, we'll get some college football bets for the weekend, courtesy of our friend Colin Wilson from Big Bets on Campus and the Action Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to the Los Angeles Rams and the real-life implications of their loss last night, not just as it impacts us. We didn't survive. We'll start next hour with that. Femi and I will. We'll talk about the Rams. Other betting thoughts off of Thursday Night Football, Major League Baseball with Cody Decker, and our baseball bets for the divisional round of the postseason. But joining us right now to talk the college football weekend is our good buddy, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus podcast with our friend Stucky, a great college football podcast that we encourage all our listeners and viewers to check out. Colin is on Twitter at @Colin1. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Guys, thanks for having me on. It's, you know, Stucky and I were talking on the podcast yesterday, like this slate doesn't look attractive to a lot of people, but to us, we just see multiple places where there could be chaos. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but there's no Saturday that goes by where something funny doesn't happen.
Give us the potential biggest chaotic spot on the schedule where something funny could happen tomorrow.
If Florida beats Texas, right? Let's just grasp how much this changes so many things. Billy Napier is going to keep his job. Steve Sarkisian can't get it done. The SEC standings are upside down. And frankly, the way I spoke about this on our podcast at BBOC about the way Texas A&M is playing right now, I really think that they can make a deep run in the college football playoff. And a loss by Texas to Florida kind of helps them, kind of helps a lot of teams, you know, because we're starting to even out. Georgia's got a loss. You know, Alabama, I don't think, is safe with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, you know, I've said this before. I don't know if you were going to ask about Alabama-Vanderbilt, but you can't put Vanderbilt in a spreadsheet. It's going to spit out a bunch of stats to say Alabama should absolutely dominate them. But Vanderbilt won this game. It's just how Diego Pavia and Cedric Alexander run this power scheme that they have from Jerry Kill. They got from New Mexico State, and Alabama couldn't defend it last year. So I think the SEC in general could be mass chaos tomorrow. It's looking pretty solid in the Big Ten, but the SEC could have some trouble.
Well, it's interesting that you started with that Texas-Florida game, Colin, because you said if – Texas loses to Florida. Well, today the betting market has been betting it like that might be a very real possibility, as we are down to 5 at many sportsbooks. This was 7 earlier in the week, 6.5. Now we're down to 5. And I even see a 4.5 that is out there at a betting market right now between Texas and Florida. How do you see that game playing out? Do you have a bet in that game? What do you think happens tomorrow afternoon?
I do have a bet in the game. I don't. Are you betting Florida confidently? I mean, DJ Lagway, His average depth of target in his last game against Miami was 3.7 yards. And he didn't have any mistakes, and he didn't have any turnover-worthy plays, and he didn't have any big-time throws because he was just dinking and dunking. So it's not like he's fixed all of his issues that caused 5 interceptions against LSU. So really, what are you betting on here? Are you betting on the fact that Florida defense has been excellent? Because that is the bet right there. The scheme that Texas runs from a run concept perspective, Florida is going to be able to defend. My bet in this game was first quarter under and first half under. Both those numbers were 7.5 and I think 21 if you can get it. And the reasoning is because these defenses are absolutely elite, both of them, both Texas and Florida. I think there's going to be some soggy conditions, but if you look at what these teams have given up, Texas hasn't allowed a score in the first quarter the entire season, and Florida's only allowed one touchdown, and that was to Miami, so it's kind of forgivable. I think this is a slog of a game. I mean, literally, it could be 6-3, 9-3, 9-6. And I think that's why you're seeing this come in. You're seeing the under get whacked. You're seeing Florida get whacked. And I just think it's going to be a brutal grinding game.
Well, Colin, the spreadsheets have spoken in the other SEC game, as Alabama is now out to 11.5 against Vandy coming up tomorrow afternoon over at BetMGM. The way you kind of phrase it, it sounds like you might be interested in Vandy. Is that correct that you like the points with the Commodores here, or are you kind of sitting this one out?
I do. I'm trying to decide whether I'm taking Vandy on the spread or if I'm going to take Vandy in a team total over. And the reason why I like them to score points here is because they run exclusive inside zone, and Alabama has been dominated by man concepts and inside zone. They only have a 41% success rate. Alabama's defense is good at defending on the outside with outside zone. And so Bama's strength against the run is really kind of neutralized here with what Diego and Cedric Alexander, their running back, wants to do. And then the other side of that is that Ty Simpson has absolutely destroyed cover three, and he's going to see a lot of cover three from Vandy. So I think overall, the main play should be over. I do think Vanderbilt's going to score their share of points. 10 probably is a number I would stop buying if I was going to buy the side. If I had to rank them all, I'd probably go Vandy team total over, and then I'd take Vandy on the spread. But I do think Vandy has the chance to potentially put a real scare in the Crimson Tide.
This is You Better You Bet, Nikasos Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Colin Wilson of the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast on Twitter at @Colin1. Well, we'll stay in the SEC here because I know you mentioned that Texas A&M game. They're hosting Mississippi State Aggies. 15.5-point favorite. That's the consensus number, total 56.5. How are you betting the side in total between Mississippi State and A&M?
Yeah, this is such a bad game for Mississippi State. I know that they have been better. They are better, and they deserve to be talked about, but this is just not a good matchup whatsoever, because if you look at what Tennessee did to Mississippi State last week, they had, 10 explosive passes over 15 yards. They were absolutely torched, and that's something that Texas A&M is absolutely going to be able to do with Craver, with Casey Concepcion. They're going to run that exact same thing, and Mississippi State, it feels like we've had a couple of good weeks in a row and there's going to be a letdown, but there definitely is going to be in the trench. This Texas A&M offensive line is absolutely eating people alive, and they're going to do that against the Mississippi State defensive line. And, you know, if Tennessee can throw explosives over Cowbell and their defense all day, Texas A&M is going to be able to do the same thing. And if you look at Texas A&M's defense, I've been harping on them for a month that they have let too many tackles go. I think they're bottom 10 in PFF ranking, or 118th in PFF ranking in tackling right now. But if you go and look what they did against Auburn, they only allowed 6 missed tackles. That's fantastic. The average is about 9, 10, 11. They only allowed 6. So they're getting better on the defensive side. And that's why I keep saying, like, Texas A&M's got offense figured out. I mean, they are elite on offense. If they get this tackling problem figured out on the defensive end, on the defensive side, and I think they will with Elko, A&M is going to be a serious problem in the postseason. But I do like them to blow out Mississippi State tomorrow.
Colin, I can't wait to get your opinion on this Miami-Florida State game. Like, love this rivalry growing up. Miami, a 4.5-point road favorite. First road game of the season for the Canes. Florida off the loss last Friday against Virginia. Total 54.5. How are you betting this one, Miami and Florida State?
Yeah, I bet over, and then I came midweek, and I bet over again, and then I'm probably going to lay another over wager tonight. There's a lot of advantages for both offenses, and I think if you want to bet Miami on the side, then you're going to believe that this great disciplined offense, because right now Miami's offense is 6th in havoc allowed. They don't turn the ball over. They don't fumble. They don't throw interceptions. But they've also played 4 games at home, right? They haven't been on the road, and they haven't been in a hostile environment. So if you're betting Miami, you're kind of having a leap of faith that they're going to be able to execute on all those things that they did against Notre Dame and USF. They're going to be able to do that on the road here against Florida State. Now, if you're betting on Florida State, you're getting the number one offensive line in the nation in line yards, and you're going to get Tommy Castellanos and Gavin Sawchuk running inside zone. Are they going to be successful? I'm not really sure, but Tommy Castellanos absolutely tears quarters coverage apart, which is what Miami runs. So there's advantages for both sides here. I mean, this Miami offense is elite. The Malachi Toney factor over the middle is going to score some points. Florida State's got the offensive line that's absolutely pushing people around in the run game. The weakness in this game is the Florida State defensive line. They got pushed around by Virginia so horribly. I would be a little bit scared putting my money here on FSU. So I'm going to stick with the over. If I had to pick a side, I've been back and forth on this. I think it was Florida State yesterday, but I think anything sub-4, you're looking at Miami.
Colin, give us like 30 seconds on this game, so I want to hit like one or two others with you. But Ohio State, the number one team in the country, 23.5 at home against Minnesota, 43.5 the total, like a very funny side in total market. 23.5-point favorite, total in the game, 43.5. How many points Minnesota going to score here? What do you like Ohio State and Minnesota, if anything?
If anybody would give me a prop, I'd say Minnesota scores 3. And the reason is, I mean, look at their strength of schedule. Rutgers, Cal, Northwestern State, Buffalo. Like, I mean, they've done nothing against nobody. And, you know, they're still 97. Consider all those teams that they played. They're 97th in offensive finishing drives, which means when they get past the 40, they're having a real hard time getting points up on the board against those defenses. That's a real problem. And so now you're going to go up and face this Ohio State team. And the reason why I kind of hold back is, like, is Ohio State going to blow them out? And if they are, is it going to go over the total? Because that's the big question here, right? Can they blow them out? Yes. Will they? Maybe. Because this game was played in the exact same 2 years ago, exact same place, exact same circumstances, and Ryan Day took his foot off the pedal, and that final score was 37-3. I could see Ohio State absolutely dominating this Minnesota offense, limiting them to maybe a field goal or maybe one touchdown. I think the best play would be Minnesota team total under. But I also see Ohio State not exposing anything for Illinois next week. That is a huge game next week that you would want to keep some stuff off film.
Give me 10 seconds on this one, Colin. Clemson laying 14 at Bill Belichick.
They have to wake up at some point, right? I mean, Bill Belichick has to. Are you going to lay down for everybody, including Dabo? But I mean, what is the life inside of Clemson right now? I don't understand. Like, what is this team? They're dead. So we've got a corpse. We've got Clemson as a program that is regressing into their most horrible years. Remember, Clemsoning used to be a term, and we got North Carolina team that has never woke up. I understand Belichick's involved here, but I mean, his buyout's pretty super low. I mean, this is just not working out whatsoever. But at the same time, I think it's a little overinflated. I'd probably take North Carolina, and I'd probably make it one of my lower volume bets of the day.
So there, I think that says it all. Colin, out of any game that we have not yet discussed, what is your favorite bet for college football Saturday, and why?
Ooh, that's a good question, because I really do think Mississippi State is going to get blown, their doors blown off by Texas A&M. If I had to go outside of that, I would probably, you know what, I'll stick with, oh my goodness, I do love the Florida under, but we already talked about it. Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame can absolutely name it. This is a college football playoff committee watch game. This is Boise State potentially getting knocked out of their spot of the G5. This is Notre Dame, who has their backs against the wall with two losses. They just put a 50-burger up on Arkansas, and they could do the same thing to Boise's defense. I think this is a name-it game. So if you could find a prop on Notre Dame scoring a 50-burger, you'll see me posting 50-burger emojis tomorrow. Like, I mean, I think Notre Dame goes 50 tomorrow. So I would love to. Everyone join me.
Total in the game, 62.5. Do you like the over?
You have to have Boise score their fair share. And if you look at Arkansas, they only scored 13. This Notre Dame defense woke up and shut down Talen Green. The only offensive touchdown by Arkansas was by a 350-pound offensive lineman. None of our skill position, ours, like I still am with Arkansas. None of the skill position players scored a touchdown. Like, Notre Dame shut them out. Maybe they'll shut Boise out. I really think it's Notre Dame team total over.
I heard a hot rumor that Bobby Petrino was considering you as a member of the new coaching staff. Colin, great job as always on Twitter @_Colin1. Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The great Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Woo, Pig Suey. Maybe not. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi and I start the hour talking about the Rams and everything last night from Thursday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.